Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. I returned last week from a Rotary mission in Nicaragua. I went with the Santa Rosa Club on their biannual trek to the south of Nicaragua on the San Juan River to fit local villagers with eyeglasses and sunglasses. I don't speak Spanish yet, but I memorized a few words to get me through. My accent was atrocious, and I could get through most fittings until the person I was working with had a question, and then I was a deer in the headlights. Luckily, one of the Rotarians grew up in Mexico and did the bulk of the translating for me. By the second day, the group figured out that I would be best utilized doing sunglasses only. While it was a bit of a demotion, it was where my heart was anyway. I only had to worry about showing different styles. There was no checking to see if they could see better or worse with the sunglasses. I rock that job. And many of the kids only needed sunglasses, and they were fun to work with. The ladies, for the most part, loved the glasses with the bling, so I quickly learned what options to give them. I guess bling is a universal language. Each day, we took an hour boat ride from Sabalos to the school in the village. We stayed at the Sabalos Lodge, rustic accommodations right on the river. There was no electricity in the open-air cabins, but they did have running water, cold only, and luckily a toilet. Mornings were glorious. Howler monkeys chatting away, cool air, and most importantly, bug-free. We met for breakfast each morning in the main lodge, where we could plug in our electric devices and hop on Wi-Fi. I didn't feel the same after 4 p.m. each day. The bugs came out and I was miserable, even under the mosquito nets. One night, we were late on the river coming back and the moths, or something that looked like them, were thick on the river. Ick. Here's the deal. I'm not a camper. I'm not a jungle or river person. For 16 hours of the day, I was kind of miserable. I had to keep reminding myself I was there for the greater good, and that helped. So happy to get to Managua and a hotel with hot water where I could wash my hair. We spent a day in Masaya and Granada and saw the bright red glow of the Granada volcano from several miles away. Loved it. People say that Nicaragua is what Costa Rica was like 30 years ago. Nicaragua is in the heart of the Zika virus outbreak, yet I didn't hear anybody talking about it. I double-checked with people who went on the trip that knew Spanish, and they confirmed that the talk wasn't of the Zika virus, and there was definitely no sense of panic. It made me wonder if the lack of immediate concern was because our media has hyped it or because their media hasn't. Either way, I'm happy that the U.S. has taken a lead on trying to control the Zika virus. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.